So I started saying to him, your eyes are heavy, you know. And I said, I was going like this with my thinking, you're going, and she did too. Okay. Didn't last long, only lasted about 2 minutes.
I think you found something
works the other way too. David's sleeping in the cradle, and then I go in there and I say, you're waking up! And he goes,
okay, you're going to say, why did you go to his book?
Aren't you going to be a farmer?
Yeah, I know why. Tell my mom.
Don wants to become a farmer while I go work and be a teacher. And then he can raise chickens and grow crops and
paint
and redecorate the house and babysit and cook meals, wash diapers. In other words,
he's going to be a real good housewife.
Yes.
Yeah. But that's it. We definitely need chickens, so we get some eggs and some meat.
Yeah.
Chickens are easy to take care of. At least I'll read this book and they should be easy to take care
of. Home-run chickens, free-range chickens, eggs, way better than fresh.
Yeah,
look at the color of the egg.
Even if I didn't
bake, every once in a while, John would have a couple
of
eggs. Back to the pile. That's pretty
bad a lot. It could go through a
desk
quite easily.
I bet you those gifts that just came today, those
just
boxes that just came this morning that I told you about before.
I think that's
mine. I don't know if it's for Gail or for David.
I think that's mine, because one of
those... Gail can't open it up anyway. I'm the one that can help out gifts around here.
Open up. I have one free hand.
All right.
You put it on the table.
You can open it up, and we'll see if it's for David or for Gail anyway.
David can always stop drinking
too
once his hand
is in
his tummy.
And to help us celebrate, we've already had a bottle of sparkling Muscatel, Bonacco, which is a natural fermentation white sparkling wine.
That was very good.
And now we're working on a white Pinotage medium from 1972, which reminds me of apples.
This is David's.
It's David's. Well, we can open up one for
us. Okay, I'm opening up one for David. It's the one with the little angels on it. Doesn't look like angels that look like him. And what do we find?
It's
a cute little blue and green outfit. Oh, it's all in one.
Yeah,
oh, my goodness.
Good one, please.
Gee, yeah.
Oh,
I'll be able to wear that back home when we fly on the airplane. And another little blue outfit with a puppy dog with a hat on and a sweater on. And it has a price tag on it.
These are the ones that came today. The two suits for David. They sent... We have a separate package, two suits.
Yes.
Santa Eva.
Oh.
She sent so many presents we couldn't appreciate.
He won't fit into this until we go home, I guess.
Yeah, so I said you'd probably wear it in this too.
Oh, look at that. Isn't that pretty?
Yeah.
Listen, kid, you have a long
I say good
a while.
He'll be in that
room,
will he?
He probably will.
He'll be able to wear Easter time.
You
can put cups on it.
And it's called...
It's good that, you know...
Size, medium.
And it's good because you can put a short sleeve and no sleeve.
You
know,
you
sleeve
underneath.
Yeah, I'm worried what if he's going to be hot in his cold outfit or he's going to be...
He's from Grandma, David.
Cold in his arm.
From Grandma.
He's going to be a blue boy.
No, but I mean, while you're there, you know.
Especially
that
it's going to be next stop up on the next season.
Maybe that's not
special. All right. Good. No, who is it? When we were with the boys and girls next door at the beach, one of the little girls asked me how much stuff I bought or made for David. And I said, actually, most
you wouldn't have had to give in.
I wouldn't have had to buy, like, stretch suits, really, though I think they'll come in handy. But he hasn't worn out anything. Well, one outfit I've seen go out. The rest he's given.
Here's another gift that I got from School Supplies Limited. because I handle all the stationery for the school, and I do all the ordering, and they're my best supplier. So
this is to ensure he continues ordering right. Next year.
In appreciation of all my services, they've given me a motorist first aid kit, and last year we received a little first aid kit from Sanders.
And we used it
during our camping trip, and I think the box is still there, but I bet you most of the stuff's used up. So now we got this one. It's got a little bit of everything in it. It's a bit larger than the middle one, but
yeah, we'll probably use it quite a bit when we go. Depending on how we go back to the States, if we do, we'll find cars.
Something
we'll
use, I think.
Oh dear, even if you have any bathroom cover, which you don't have.
I know, we're thinking if we call very soon, I'm going to do it soon. Put all my towels down under and put all our medications up on the linen cabinet.
And here's a present from Eva to Gail.
Thank you.
A small package.
Small package, but three
times. And David's been trying to get out this paper, yes. It's a nice lavender scarf with cars on it. I'll be able to wear that quite a bit because it's quite windy and it's on the curve. So I'll wear it probably when I put my hair in a ponytail. And David looks very cute in it right this moment, doesn't he? Make him a little girl. Stephen's ready to open the present, I think. So he's already set.
Well, that's good because you don't really have any scarves.
Never.
That you wear. You don't wear them anyway.
No,
David's awake now. We're going. We'll give him a present now. Here we go. This is the first one that came. This came a very, very long time. We've been keeping this. This is the very first one. It's a long toy. I'll give the wrapping to David now and let him go after it. Put him on the floor.
That
is easy for him. Go get it.
It's like a dog.
Open it up. That's your present from Grandma.
Come on, David. You can chew on it.
Here. Rip it. Tear it.
I'm too busy standing on my knee.
Sit. There you go. Take it. Here.
Slight problem. You might like it better if he doesn't have to worry about balancing.
That's it.
Yeah, that's right. You got another good thing. That's it. You know? Pull again. Yeah, that's the way. Pull again. Here, pull over here.
Oh, it's orange.
Pull.
Come on.
He's here. Pulling in a most unusual way. Pull. He takes a hold of him and I lean him back.
Pull. Take a hold of it.
Pull.
And hold on. Take the paper, Luke.
Here, David. Take it. Oh, there it is. What is it?
I think it's supposed to make a noise, but it doesn't.
Squeak, squeak.
Look, David, look.
Ooh.
What's that?
That's as tall as you are sitting down.
Big orange cat, or is it a lion?
Lion, dear. He doesn't know his feline.
Ooh, look at that. Boy, that's a big tall one, isn't it? Well, he likes this one.
Yes, he likes the toy very much.
What's this? Big toy. The squeaker on it doesn't work. It's got a little squeak at the bottom, but it doesn't work. Whoop! There you go. You play with your lion and we'll go get some more. One for Leah, little Leah.
Mrs. Pins don't go with it, do it.
No.
David's gotten pretty big now, so we're going to give that chair that you sent, that little seat that you sent to David, to Leah Sanders. So here it is, from David and Leah.
Leah says, thanks very much.
She's asleep at the moment,
so she
can't
sleep,
so she won't be saying much.
And here's the booklet that goes with it, just common sense. And here's something out of the application to give you an AID number.
Oh, yes, it's fine. It's the one, isn't it?
She's
still lying back and looking at the ceiling now, isn't she?
Well, that's what David's problem was.
Yeah.
He's like this all the time, isn't it?
We had him outside. We were having a barbecue. And we had a bassinet out there. And he pushed himself up against the bell. And then he jumped before he had a pedal of the concrete. I mean, it went down very slowly, but it had big bits of concrete.
David's doing a good job. He's continuing to rip open that last present. He's got it about halfway across with his ripping. And he's taking a slight break and he's eating the paper right now. And in the meantime, I've just opened up another present from somebody. Santa Claus, or yeah, one or the other. And I got a couple of Donald's pencil rubbers. But I won't rub anything out of it. I'll just save them. One Donald Duck head and one whole Donald Duck looks in a very bad mood.
Oh, yes.
I put this on the top of the pencil.
Yeah.